Hello, and welcome to Vision and Voices, a podcast where ordinary people are doing extraordinary things in your neighborhood. I'm your host, Crystal Baker Gill, and I'm here today with Ashley Tate, author, mother, domestic violence survivor, and an advocate.
Hello,
welcome,
everybody.
Ashley.
Thank you so much.
All right, so Ashley, I'm going to ask you just to kind of tell me a little bit about some of the things that you're doing now. And I know you have your two books out now, right?
Yes.
So tell me about your books.
Oh, well, Crowned, a Spiritual Journey Guide, and Crowned, I Promise Never Be Broken Again. They're both inspirational and prayer journal books that I wrote this year. What inspired me the most was the fact that I've been through so much in my life, and I want to, you know, use my testimony to save someone else. Okay. I definitely, because I have three girls, and I want them to not go down the same path that I want to.
Okay.
And the only way how they can know is that if they read, you know, my stories.
Okay. So, and do you share your experiences in the journals, or is it
yes.
more self-help? Okay. So
yes,
you do share some of your experiences.
Yes. I'm a survivor of domestic violence, homelessness. I'm also a survivor of, you know, experiencing child trauma and actually, you know, being here to actually share my story.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes when we go through certain things, we're afraid to speak out.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to break out of that. Because when you have all that built inside of you, it turns into anger. It turns into self-hate. You don't love yourself. It's just like a lot of these things I experienced while bottling all that stuff in. So when I wrote my books, it was just like I was set free of everything I've ever went through.
So let's see. So you are a resident at one of our Volunteers of America, Chesapeake and Carolina's locations.
Yes.
Pratt House.
Yes.
Okay. So how long have you been with Pratt House?
Well, I was homeless with my kids since 2015 with me and my two oldest children. And then we came to Pratt House in 2017. And we've been there ever since. I was just blessed with my voucher. So, you know, God is good.
So what does that mean? You were blessed with your voucher to do what? What's the voucher
For Section 8.
For Section 8 housing. Oh, awesome.
Yes, I am so happy about that.
So now you're looking to find your own place, your
Yes,
own
ma'am.
Home. Okay, awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Very good journey. Okay, so let's go back. Let's start from the beginning. So tell me a little bit about how your life, you know, growing up, what was it like for you, you know?
Well, growing up, I've been in Baltimore for 29 years. I come from a single-parent home. My mother was, you know, we never really seen eye to eye. Like, I love my mom, and I know she loves me, but she had me when she was very young, so she didn't have a chance to grow up. My father, he was 17, you know, when he met my mom, and they, you know, I came. My father was always absent. You know, he was never really in my life. I grew up, you know, overcounting a lot of things, you know, like, you know, mental abuse as well as physical. And then I ran away from my father's house because, you know, it was a lot of stuff going on there. And I would never downplay my father because, like I said, I forgive him and I moved past it. And that's the power of forgiveness, is that sometimes when you forgive somebody, you move past it. You don't even have that in your mind. So I forgave him and my mom. I put myself in foster care when I was 15 years old because I felt like if I didn't get put out of that situation, I was going to commit suicide just to get out of it.
So you turned yourself into
yes,
the state.
When I was 15 years old.
15.
Yes. And I was in the system from 15 to 21. I aged out of foster care and I met a guy. He was a little bit older than me, but I wanted that love and that affection that I never received from my father. And that's when I encountered the domestic violence.
Okay.
When I was 9, I was molested by a family member. So, and that was like a lot of stuff. And then I lost my grandmother. I lost my aunt at a very young age. And they were like my supporters. They were like my first loves. Other than God, they were like my first loves. So with all that happening, I became rebellious. I became very angry. And I didn't love myself. When I was 22, I gave birth to my first child. Her name is Madison. She's 6. And I decided to drop out of school. I had my second child, she's 4, and I was living with my mom around this time when I gave birth to my second child, and there I encountered a lot of mental abuse from my mom, And I don't like having thoughts of suicide because I had kids to live for at that time. So that's how I became homeless with my children. And it was a journey. It definitely was.
So you moved out of your mother's house and you were living. Where were you?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere,
with
like shelters.
Family? With,
no, no, not with family, no, with friends. I had to do things that I really didn't want to do when I was homeless, but I don't regret it because it made me the woman that I am today. Okay. As a mother, you got to make them sacrifices, and that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, as you were going through your journal, and I know foster care can't be a, you know, easy thing.
No.
So how was it going through foster care?
It had nothing to do with my foster family. It had something to do with me because I had my own demons inside of me.
Okay.
So, like I said, I became very angry, rebellious. I felt like my family didn't love me because they didn't come back and get me.
So the foster family you live with, were there other children there? Were you there?
I was the only one.
Only one. Okay.
I went to Martin Pollock. Mm-hmm. I went to the Board of Child Care.
Okay.
I went to a lot of different group homes and also foster homes. I went through a lot of them.
So in any of, you know, the homes that you were in, any of the foster care families that you were, did anyone offer you counseling? Did you receive any kind of, you know, assistance, you know, that way?
Well, at my last two foster homes, I remember her name to this day. Her name was Miss Mickey. She got me enrolled into Morgan State University. And my other foster mom, I still talk to her to this day. She was the one that told me that, it was this one saying that she told me, if you do not heal, you will bleed on people that didn't even cut you. Mm-hmm. And when she told me that, that stayed with me for the rest of my life. And I said, you know what, it's time for me to change. And the day she told me that, I had a dream about my grandmother and my aunt telling me that everything was going to be okay. And they see what I'm doing and they love me and they're proud of me. And they told me just to keep continuing and I'm going to be blessed in the long run. Mm-hmm. So that's what made me just change. I had to stop being angry. I mean, I'm still working on that now, you know, because I let my emotions and my anger get the best of me sometimes. And that is my downfall, but I'm working on it. I'm aware of that, and I'm working on it now.
Okay. So you do have the support there kind of as you go through it.
Yes.
And that's, you know, more of what I'm saying, you know, just looking. Because you can't do everything by yourself. So
no,
you,
it's
know
very
you
hard to
system.
Do everything by yourself.
Right.
It very is. And
Absolutely.
I have a big network of, you know, spiritual leaders, some people from VOA that support me. You're one of them, you know, and like, you know, I definitely need that support. And other than God, you know, he's been my biggest supporter.
Okay.
Like whenever I prayed about anything, I left it in his hands. He always provided for me. But back then, I wouldn't know because I felt like, why would you take away my grandmother and my aunt when they're the ones that really, truly love me? They would protect me. So I was rebellious against him, but now I'm not. So it's a blessing, you know.
That's good. So I know you said you were homeless for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you, what was your journey like to get to Volunteers of America, Chesapeake? What was that?
Oh, my journey was something. But I'm blessed that I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, when I was homeless, I had to make sacrifices to make sure that my kids were safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we had food, we had shelter, we had clothing. And you know, now that I look back, I used to always think I was going to be ashamed of sharing my story about that, but I'm not because I did it and I survived it. Yeah, so it's like I would never go back. When the day that we moved into VOA, I said I'm never going back and I'm never going to, you know, do that again to my children. Now I got three. Oh, no, I'm not doing that no more. So I would do whatever it takes just to keep a roof over our heads from that experience.
And I know you told me that you, when you were, before you moved to VOA, I mean, moved into Pratt House, that you walked past the building a couple times.
Yes. I remember one time I was homeless. I was walking up the street with a friend. And I remember I touched that because I remember the side of the building. And I said, I touched it. And, you know, like where the steps at, where the bus stop is. I said, I'm going to live here one day. And then shortly after, I lived in there. And it's like the power of words. And when you manifest good things into your universe, it comes back.
Okay.
When I touched it, I said, God, I'm going to live here one day. And I'm there now. So.
And what was the, what process, what you went through the county to get into?
I went through the mayor's office.
To the mayor's office.
Yes.
Okay, and you had support there. And
yes.
They, you know, took you to Volunteers of America Chesapeake.
Yes.
Okay. So you have a, what kind of apartment do you have now? So tell me about your place.
I love it. I love it. It's a two-bedroom. Mm-hmm. I take pride in my apartment every day because this will be my first apartment I've ever had with my family. When I was 21, when I aged out of foster care, I didn't have a plan. So I lost my first apartment within months. But now that I have children, now that I'm a mom, I take pride in it. You know, I make sure every month my rent is paid. I make sure my house is clean. I make sure all of our needs are met. And, you know, when you go through something like that, being homeless with your children, and when you get a place, you will learn to appreciate it more and not to take it for granted. Okay.
And how do your girls feel?
Oh, they love it.
Does your oldest remember being homeless at all?
Thank God that she doesn't.
She doesn't, good.
Thank God that she doesn't. You know, thank God she doesn't remember the times that her father made me feel, the way he made me feel and the things that he did. Mm-hmm. I do help her by seeking children's therapy through Catholic Charities, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that that won't be embedded in her mind.
With the holidays already upon us, I'm sure you're considering ways to gift your love to those closest to you. The holiday season is a joyful time of year that we share with family and friends. It's also a perfect time to consider the less fortunate and extend a hand to someone in need. Since 1896, Volunteers of America Chesapeake has been helping adults, families, children, veterans, and seniors lead independent and fulfilling lives. We even provide temporary and permanent housing to shelter those from the cold during the holidays. This holiday season, I hope you'll join me in giving to Volunteers of America Chesapeake and Carolinas during our 5 weeks of giving campaign. This campaign will run from now through January 3rd, and our goal is to raise $100,000. We need your help to achieve that. Please consider giving the gift of hope to so many who struggle throughout the year and especially during holiday season. You can make a gift at www.voachesapeake.org/5weeks of giving. I also encourage you to follow our progress on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Thank you in advance for your support, however big or small.
All right, so tell me about your first step when you knew, I need to write my story. I need to write it down and make it. Because obviously you wanted to share it with someone else.
Yes.
Right?
So tell me about that. I remember when I was a volunteer at the front desk at VOA Pratt, and I was just, this is when I had my third child, and I said, God, what can I do with my life? Because it was so many jobs that I went through, and I never graduated from high school. I dropped out when I was 15. Mm-hmm. I got my GED when I was 19. Okay. So I just prayed. I said, God, what should I do with my life? You know, I want to make a difference. I want to provide for my family. And I want to, like, the biggest thing with everything that's going on right now, I want to be there for my children at all times. So I said, God, what should I do? And I was actually writing in a devotional book. And that's what I was like, you know what? And it was a passage I wrote about you have to own your testimony to save someone else. Mm-hmm. And that's when I pulled out my phone and I began writing my first two manuscripts. Mm-hmm. And I was blessed to find a publisher that was really affordable from Polk Publishing, P-O-L-K Publishing. Her name is Miss Selena Polk. And she's very supportive. And it wasn't a really high investment to get my books published, but I put my all into it. And I think this is what God called me to do because I'm taking this more seriously. Mm-hmm. So
when you were in school, you said Morgan?
Yeah.
What did you study, Morgan?
Entrepreneurship.
Okay, awesome. Okay. So, you know, you stay trying to build your own business and build your own brand. And is this what you're... You know, you feel like that's your calling and this is what you're doing now.
Yes. And when I enrolled into Morgan, it wasn't a thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to join it because I thought that that would make my parents want to be more involved with me and make them love me more. Mm. But I had to say, you know what, I got to do what's best for me because you can't make somebody want to be in your life. You can't make somebody want to love you like the parents that they should. And me and my mom right now, we're working on relationship. Like I said, it takes the power of forgiveness to really forgive somebody and to move past it. So I forgave her, and I'm definitely going to allow her to be in my life more.
Okay, so tell me about the last thing you were working. You were on a tour or at a conference where you were speaking about, it was a
was it a domestic violence conference or sex trafficking?
Sex trafficking.
Okay.
Sex trafficking.
So tell me about that.
I attended my first conference in Ocean City, Maryland, and through Mission 14. They was holding a conference out Ocean City. I went there, and I was also with two panelists who were also survivors. And it was very empowering. It was very inspirational, and it was just moving. Like, I almost cried on that panel from the stories that they shared. Mm-hmm. And then I was also here at Howard Community College for another conference through HopeWorks. Miss Jennifer Pollard Hill was the moderator there. I set up a table here and I sold my books. It was me and Miss Barbara Amaria. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. She's the author of Nobody's Girl.
Okay.
And sex trafficking is a huge epidemic. And I speak on that because I have girls. And I'm from the community, and it's just is very troubling when every time you look around, you turn around, you always see a missing child, and it's like it's not being brought up like that, like how it should, especially when it's involving brown and black girls. It's like we just pushed aside, you know, and I shared that in order for it to be prevented in the homes, it takes a village to raise a child. It definitely takes a neighborhood. It takes the parents to build that relationship, social media monitorization, not letting your kids walk to school by themselves, because this is a huge academic right now, and that and the organ harvesting. That's another thing, too. Like, it's not a coincidence that these children are, you know, missing like this. You know, we need to wake up and we need to find our children and prevent it from happening.
So those were the things that were shared during the conference?
Yes, and also self-defense classes, what to do if you're ever in danger, the signs to look for. And it's very big for me because, like I said, I have three girls, and that's like my worst fear.
Is that something you experienced growing up, you know, going through that?
I've seen it happen a lot of times. My friend actually was actually in that life. And she died from HIV, from being in that life. So, and then she wasn't abducted, but she was a runaway.
Okay.
And she met a man, and, you know, things got that. Like, she died when we were 17.
Wow.
So it's been 12 years now, and yeah, so it's been a very troubling thing for me. And plus, we're in Baltimore City. It's coming to our town. It's coming to our cities. And it's not a coincidence. You know, and it's a very troubling thing that we need to be more aware of.
Okay.
So that's what I speak about at the conferences.
So, and I know you are also working with children. Okay, so tell me about that. So where do you go to speak with children?
Well, since I'm a former foster youth, I've talked to foster families at Martin's West. I did that last Saturday, and I was just telling them about, you know, they were sharing some of the issues that they were sharing about with their children. And I was telling them that sometimes it has nothing to do with the foster parents. It has something to do with us. And you just got to be patient with us. You got to understand us. And I just know that we need your support. And sometimes material things don't matter to us. Like, you can give us everything we can ever help for, but it's them demons that we have inside of us. It's that hurt that's in our heart that stuff doesn't matter. And I also brought about, like, with my domestic violence case, he would hit me one day and show up with roses and diamonds. You think that mattered to me? And they all said no. I said, exactly. And not saying that y'all was the abusers, but you got to understand what we're like. And some guys said that one of their foster youth have trust issues. And I said, you can't blame them because of the things that they encountered. You know, like when I was nine, when I was molested by my family member, when I trusted my mom to protect me, she didn't. And that's what gave me trust issues. So you really can't blame them for that. So that's why I shared about with the foster parents. And I'm also going to be partnering with Martin Pollard to speak to the youth that's about to age out the system about having a plan, about, you know, being prepared for this real world that we're about to live in.
Awesome. Very good.
Thank you.
Volunteers of America Chesapeake and Carolinas would like to invite you to join us as a member of the Volunteers of America Chesapeake and Carolinas Resource Center, powered by Good 360, our distribution center for high-quality, brand-new donated goods located in Linthicum, Maryland. This opportunity is being offered to nonprofit service providers and organizations and provides you with an all-access pass to brand new goods donated from top national retail brands. A low annual membership fee entitles you to shop as often as you like, in person or online, secure goods from our warehouse filled with new items including furniture, appliances, apparel, personal care, toys, office supplies, electronics, sporting goods, home, household items, and more. Browse and shop, order goods conveniently online on our member portal. You can pick up or we'll deliver. Our IT Distribution Associates will get to know your organization's personal needs. Count on them to stay in touch and assist you in finding what you're looking for. Join the Resource Center to help serve your community and enhance your impact. To learn more, please visit voachesapeake.org/resource center.
So where can someone find your book?
I actually sell my books on hand.
Okay.
I'm not really on, like, you know, Amazon or anything like that. I actually want to, but I find it more beneficial when I actually go out and speak and introduce myself rather than just put it on a platform and just hope for the, you know, I want to speak to people.
Okay.
So they can find me. I'm on Facebook as author Ashley Tate. They can send me an email through my Gmail at atate.tate9@gmail.com. Or they can find me on Instagram at author Ashley T.
Okay. So tell me about your next appearance. What's coming up next for you?
Oh, man, what's coming up next? Only God can tell. I know that I'm actually writing my, well, in the process of writing my third book, Healing My Inner Queen.
Okay.
It's going to be a self-healing journal book.
Okay.
You know, kind of like those two, but it's going to be more in-depth about exercises that one can do to, you know, to heal theirself. Because, like I said, if you do not heal, you will always bleed on the people that didn't cut you. And before I even had my children, I was scared to become a parent because I didn't know how to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love them, but I did not know how. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't heal all the way. So that's definitely in the making right now. I'm going to be speaking at Martin Pollock, Hope Works, and Mission 14 both told me if they ever have any other speaking engagements, to definitely reach out to them, and they will definitely refer me as a keynote speaker or another panelist. On Saturday, I have a upcoming conference call with the Baltimore City Chambers of Commerce, and also with LinkedIn is the truth. I love LinkedIn. LinkedIn is awesome, and I also have another conference call on Saturday.
You use LinkedIn to connect with some of the other.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do. I love LinkedIn.
Okay.
LinkedIn.
Are
awesome.
You in the process of starting your own nonprofit, or how are you?
I actually do. Mm-hmm. I actually do. I want to actually start a self-love and self-awareness course, you know, for young girls, because it starts with them, you know, because, you know, as young girls, we go through a lot. I faced all my childhood trauma in my childhood and my teenage years. So I definitely want to do that in the future.
Okay. So now you're at Pratt House and you have some supportive staff that's there to help you, and you're moving on. You're trying to find a new house. Where are you? Have you started? You just started, right?
Oh, I started.
Okay, so you've been looking.
Yes, ma'am, I started. Because there's nothing like moving, you know, like not being content, but moving forward.
Okay.
You know, it's like I'm blessed that I have my own place, but it's nothing like moving forward.
Absolutely.
You know, not being content and staying in one spot. You got to move forward and just put all the faith in God and just move forward.
And so I know you've connected with Krishana McClain. So she was another
person
who came through our Pratt House location and now is working and doing great things.
Yes.
Right? She started her own nonprofit and her for-profit businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of inspiration is she giving you?
Oh, man. I met Ms. Krishana. She actually, before she invited me to her God's Vision, you know, launch event, we had a very, very deep discussion. And I actually think I know her because back in the day I was a dancer. And I remember, like, you know, seeing her a couple of times. And we both share the same things. We both share the same history. We both share the same pain. We both share the same experiences. And it's like we just connected like that. Mm-hmm. We just automatically connected. And I really admire her for what she did. Like, at that Testimony House launch event, she gifted a single mother a car.
Mm-hmm.
And the look on that mother's face was just priceless. It was so beautiful. So she's doing amazing things. And she's definitely an inspiration. And she loves to help her community of, you know, of black women. So that's awesome.
And that's something that you're looking forward to doing as well?
Yes, definitely. I actually want people to be more aware of their self. I want young girls to love themselves, because that's so important. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. Mm-hmm. And I also want them to hear my experiences with how much God has helped me through everything. You know, because some of us, we're not spiritual. But if we just have a class where we have to realize, you know, after all this I've been through, I'm still here. Who was that because of? Because of God, mm-hmm. you know.
Awesome. So you were awarded a plaque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for encouragement.
Okay. And was that at the 9th Annual Sisters Conference? Is that what that
yes,
was?
Yes, Sisters, Inc. Yes, when okay. Ms. Lois Smith had presented me with that, and that was awesome. Mm-hmm. It really, really
so
was.
Was that the conference that you attended? Was that a different conference?
Well, it was two events in one day. That okay. Friday, I went to the conference, and then I went to the award ceremony okay. around that time at night. And it was very great. And she told me to always stay encouraged. Mm-hmm. And she always told me to just keep on pressing forward and follow my dreams. And when she presented the award to me for encouragement, I cried because I was like, wow, this is so, mm-hmm. so nice. And I've never walked across the stage before to receive a diploma, nothing. But to walk across the stage and receive that plaque was amazing. Mm-hmm. It definitely was.
And the conference, what was that conference about?
The conference that I went to in Howard Community College, I went to that early in the morning, like in the daytime. That was for sex trafficking. Okay. And that was held here by Hope Works.
Okay, so the sisters' banquet was different.
Yes,
different.
It was like two different events. I was very busy that day.
So, and Amelia Rubinstein, she's another person that you've been working with?
Yes.
Okay, and she works with?
University of Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah, School of Social Work. Mm-hmm,
domestic violence and sex trafficking as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good connection for you to kind of make that reach and have that support, mm-hmm. a person there that you can connect with. Has she been a resource for you as well?
Yeah, she's been an awesome resource, actually. We keep in contact every day. Oh. Yeah, she always told me that if she has to ever have any other speaking engagement, she's going to definitely give me a call, because at both of the panels, I was very nervous. Mm-hmm. I've never did panels before, but it was something that I was passionate about, and they loved it. I got great reviews from mm-hmm. it.
So I'm going to ask you a favor. Is there one specific passage in your book or one inspirational quote that mm-hmm. you want to share with our listeners?
Sure. Okay. So on this one, on page 10, it says, I actually wrote this affirmation on my own. It says, God, even when I acted a fool and didn't live my life right, God, you kept me and you made me whole. For your everlasting love and mercy over my life, I thank you.
And so those are some of the select messages that you share with
yes.
with others and prayers
yes.
that you share.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Well, awesome. I thank you for joining us today.
Thank
on
you.
Vision and Voices.
Yes.
And I'll welcome you to come back again and
yes.
Sit with us so we can talk with you. And hopefully once your next book comes out, we can kind of talk about that as well and see
yes,
where your
ma'am.
Journey leads you.
Yes, I'm very excited. Thank you for having me.
So our listeners can visit you, you said, on Facebook.
Mm-hmm, at Facebook on Author Ashley Tate.
Okay.
On Instagram at Author Ashley T.
Okay.
And they can also reach out to me by email at atate.tate9@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. So thank you again. And listeners, thank you for joining us. To learn more about Volunteers of America Chesapeake and the Carolinas, our programs, our clients, and things that we're doing in our community, visit www.voaches.org. To hear this podcast and others like it, join us at dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. Thank you. Thank you all for listening in on today's episode of Vision and Voices. Did you know that November 25th was Elimination of Violence Against Women's Day? Here at Volunteers of America Chesapeake and Carolinas, we acknowledge the millions of women like Ashley Tate who have experienced physical and emotional violence across the globe. Many of the women and children we serve in our affordable housing programs have experienced some form of domestic violence and were homeless. If you're looking for a way to give back this holiday season, consider taking part in our Salon Day fundraiser to help women and children in our Pratt House supportive housing program. The goal is to have them look and feel great for work and school. This event will take place on January 6 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at KCO Design in Baltimore. To learn more, please visit www.voachesapeake.org/salon day.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.